Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to this Friday khutbah, and the topic is the dignified believer. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah, Lord of the worlds, the one who has planted dignity within the hearts and endowed them with honor. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, alone without partner. And I bear witness that our Prophet Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah and the seal of the Prophets, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah's peace, blessings, and mercy be upon him, his family, his companions, and all who follow them in righteousness. To proceed, I advise you, servants of Allah and myself, to have taqwa of Allah, for the Almighty has said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. O you who have believed, fear Allah, and let every soul look to what it has put forth for tomorrow. And fear Allah, indeed Allah is all aware of what you do. O believers, indeed Allah Almighty created man with an innate nature, fitrah, to love honoring and dignifying himself. And he made that an objective for his preservation. Whoever recognizes the worth of his soul honors it, and whoever understands its true value preserves its dignity and protects it without pride or arrogance. Upon this principle, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam nurtured his companions. Their souls thus soared high, rising above anything that would lessen their worth or tarnish their honor. They strove eagerly for all that would elevate their remembrance and adorn their legacy. Hakim bin Hizam, may Allah be pleased with him, said, I asked the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he gave me. Then I asked him again, and he gave me. Then I asked him again, and he gave me. And then he said, O Hakim, this wealth is truly desirable and sweet. Ya Hakim, inna hadha al-mal khadiratun hulwa. Whoever takes it with a contented soul, it will be blessed for him. من أخذه بسخاوة نفس بورك له فيه. But whoever takes it with a greedy soul, it will not be blessed for him. He will be like someone who eats but is never satisfied. من أخذه بإشراف نفس لم يبارك له فيه كالذي يأكل ولا يشبع. And the upper hand that gives is better than the lower hand that receives. اليد العليا خير من اليد السفلى. Hakim then said, O Messenger of Allah, by the one who sent you with the truth, I will never ask anyone for anything again after you until I leave this world. And that is one of the greatest traits of the person of honor. He seeks refuge in none but his Lord, certain that he, the Majestic, is the All-Strong, the Almighty. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ الْقَوِيُّ الْعَزِيزِ. Therefore, he relies on his Lord for his provision and all affairs of his life, while being self-reliant in his work and eating from the earnings of his own hand. He remains independent of others, keeping before his eyes the saying of his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لَأَنْ يَأْخُذَ أَحَدُكُمْ حَبْلَهُ فَيَأْتِيَ بِحُزْمَةٍ حَطَبٍ عَلَى ظَهْرِهِ فَيَبِيعَهَا For one of you to take his rope, bring a bundle of firewood on his back and sell it. فَيَكُفَّ اللَّهُ بِهَا وَجْهَهُ خَيْرٌ لَهُ مِنْ أَنْ يَسْأَلَ النَّاسَ أَعْطَوْهُ أَوْ مَنَعُوهُ. So that Allah may thereby preserve his honor, is better for him than to ask people whether they give him or withhold from him. And how could a person of honor ask others? He feels richness. Richness in his heart doesn't compete with what is in the hands of others, and holds himself above the resistance of asking. It has been said, seek your needs with honor, for verily all matters proceed according to destiny. Whoever seeks an honorable provision, let him strive for it with earnestness and diligence, not with laziness and dependency. For Allah Almighty says, هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور. It is He who made the earth manageable for you. So travel its regions and eat from His provision, and to Him is the resurrection. A person of honor avoids everything that puts him in difficulty or hardship, and stays far from everything that brings him humiliation and disgrace. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا ينبغي للمؤمن أن يذل نفسه. It is not befitting for a believer to humiliate himself. Then they asked, and how does he humiliate himself? كيف يذل نفسه? He replied, by exposing himself to trials he cannot bear. يتعرض من البلاء لما لا يطيقه. A person of honor aspires to the noblest of matters and adheres to the most virtuous ethics. You will find him humble yet generous, forgiving and forbearing, possessing honor and chivalry. He honors and cherishes his family, is protective of them, and defends them. O honorable servants of Allah, a person of honor adheres to contentment. It is one of his most beautiful qualities and most perfect characteristics. He is content, so he becomes self-sufficient. He rises above base desires, so he is elevated. He uplifts his soul and honors it, and he is pleased with his Lord's decree, so he is grateful for it. Thus he lives with peace of mind, a pleasant state, and a good outcome. What an excellent honor is the honor of contentment, and the best richness is self-sufficiency. الغنى غنى النفس. O believers, indeed a person of honor is proud of his identity, takes pride in belonging to his homeland, and strives for its advancement and the consolidation of its honor. For whoever honors his homeland honors him. And part of honoring the homeland and taking pride in it is rising its flag high and keeping its banner fluttering in the skies of glory. For it is a symbol of its unity, the emblem of its sovereignty, and the proof of its honor and dignity. Indeed, this coming November 3rd, we celebrate Flag Day, renewing the covenant and our allegiance to to our homeland, our leadership, and the president of our state. We instill this in the hearts of our children and the generations that come after us, so that they may complete the journey their forefathers began, a journey filled with sacrifices, abundant in contributions and achievements, with all determination, strength, and steadfastness. As so, they may raise the state's flag with pride, saluting it in every field and arena, saying, "Live my country, long live the union of our emirates. عيشي بلادي عاش اتحاد إماراتنا." Praying to their Lord in the words, رب اجعل هذا البلد آمنا. My Lord, make this land secure. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. O Allah, send blessings and peace upon our Prophet Muhammad, the seal of the messengers, and upon his family, his companions, and the followers. And be pleased, O Allah, with Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali, and with all of the most honored companions. O Allah, just as you have blessed us with a homeland that is safe, stable, advanced, and prosperous, make your blessings upon us continuous and increase us from your bounty by your generosity and grace. O Allah, protect our homeland from tribulations, both apparent and hidden, and unite our hearts in loving it, caring for it, working for its advancement, being dedicated in its service, and defending its land, and make it always a land of security, faith, prosperity, and peace, and grant us success in being grateful for your blessings and appreciating your favors. O Allah, make us believers in you, worshippers of you, loyal to our homeland, diligent in its advancement, and risers of its flag, and make us dutiful to our parents, and have mercy on them as they raised us when we were young, O most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, perpetuate upon our homeland security and safety, goodness and peace, and increase it in bounty and blessings, and extend to it your provision and honor. O Allah, have mercy on the Muslim men and Muslim women, the living among them and the dead. O Allah, we seek your forgiveness. Indeed, you are ever forgiving. So send down upon us abundant rain from the sky. O Allah, grant us a saving rain, beneficial and wholesome, with which you revive the land, and have mercy on the servants, and make it a source of strength and provision for a time. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. This khutbah was brought to you by إذاعة القرآن أبو ظبي.